Welcome back to Hertz Ag Talk. I'm your host, Troy Kazire, here at Hertz Farm Management in Geneseo, Illinois. And today we're very pleased to have Terry Johnston with us. Terry is a development officer for a very special organization, and that is Farm Rescue. It's an organization that Hertz has been privileged and proud to partner with, and we're going to talk about that a little bit here in a bit. But first off, Terry, thanks for taking the time to visit with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Troy. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess to start off with, let's talk a little bit, Farm Rescue, just kind of, if you would, kind of state what the mission is mainly or basically, and then tell us a little bit about the history, kind of when and where and how it got founded.
Yeah, for sure. So Farm Rescue was founded in 2005 up in North Dakota by our founder, Bill Gross, on the premise of neighbor helping neighbor. He grew up on a farm in the 80s and unfortunately, due to financial circumstances, was not able to go back to the family farm, but never lost his passion to serve the ag community and be part of it. And he always had a kind of a vision while doing his day job to start some type of an organization to help families in need. And so actually in 2005, he took some time off vacation after learning some local families needed some help, borrowed some equipment from the local John Deere dealer and helped them get their wheat seeded that spring. And it just kind of just took off from there. So the idea is to be able to help families in the time of crisis and be able to make sure that we can keep that family farm in existence and the business going, even though they may have suffered some type of hardship. So whether that's a health issue or an emergency surgery, an injury, a fire, a tornado, whatever that is, we want to be able to go in and help those families through that. And so that was kind of the premise and the reason it was started. And just took off after that. 2006, Bill rounded up some volunteers and partnered with the local John Deere dealer. And it's just grown from there. Now to covering 8 states. So we're in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and Illinois. And so we're proud to serve those folks. And as of this summer, we helped our 1,000th family in those years since being founded. So we are able to help a lot of folks, and we're very happy and proud to do that. And we offer different types of services, Troy. So depending on what the family needs, we can help with harvesting, planting, baling hay, hauling hay or other commodities as needed, and then feeding cattle. So those are the types of services that we can help those farm families, ranch families out with.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And there really is a pretty rich tradition is the best way to put it of that type of thing in the agriculture community. But it is getting a little bit harder, I think, with there being fewer farmers and farm families out there, probably getting spread out and stretched out a little bit more than they used to. And it's not quite the same dynamic, as it used to be in some of these rural areas.
Yeah, I think that's true. As you pointed out, the farms are getting bigger and fewer and farther between. And it seems like there's always such a tight window of time, especially, planting and harvest to get the crop in or out. And while the neighbors might want to help and would love to, they've got their own livestock or plant or crop to harvest. And it's just tougher for them when they have more acres or more head to help. And so we like to be able to fill that space and make sure that we can get their crop in or out in a timely basis. As you know, the risk is high. The investment is big nowadays. And so not getting a crop in or out or losing some livestock could just really permanently damage a family farming operation and may stop them from from continuing. And so that's something that we can do. We've got over 1,000 volunteers, I think, in 48 states, something like that. So we've got the folks and the equipment to move in and help people when they need it, in a timely fashion, in a professional manner. And our volunteers just are so special. They're so dedicated, compassionate, willing to serve, willing to jump in and help. And so, it makes for a smooth transition into a very tough time for most of these families. I mean, when we show up, it's, you know, usually under pretty dire circumstances. And so we just want to be there for that family to make sure their business can continue on and they can focus on healing, recovering, rebuilding, whatever the hardship, and they can stay focused on that. And we can make sure that their business keeps going and that things are well taken care of.
No, it's an incredible mission and, you know, very, very special thing to be able to help with that. I mean, I suspect I put you on the spot here a little bit. I'm sure you've got some, you know, a lot of pretty fascinating stories, very emotional stories. And I don't, you know, we don't necessarily have to or want to name names, but have you got any specific examples or stories that you could share to kind of give an idea of the impact that this can have on people?
Well, I sure can. We helped a grower, in fact, not very far from where I live in Northeast Iowa this winter. He had a heart attack, had open heart surgery, and of course was pretty well laid up. And so we were, he's a single gentleman, not married, doesn't have any kids in the operation, and his siblings are all older and moved on or away. And so he was kind of there by himself. His neighbor actually alerted me to the fact that, that he needed some help. And so we were able to come in, evaluate his situation, and then had the opportunity to take care of his cattle. He had a small cattle herd, and made sure that they had hay and salt and mineral and water through the winter. You know, so that's one type of case. This spring, as you recall, there were some pretty nasty tornadoes came through Iowa and Illinois the end of March. And so we had the opportunity to help several families in Iowa and Illinois this spring, whose equipment was completely destroyed. In some cases, their houses, buildings, you know, livestock buildings, everything gone. And so, you know, when they're trying to deal with construction workers and insurance adjusters and getting livestock repositioned and you know, all this stuff that they had to do, picking up trash in a field, we were just very privileged and honored to be able to show up and help them clean up the fields and get the field work done and get the corn and beans planted. Our volunteers stepped up big time, and we had equipment and cooperation from local John Deere dealer groups. And so it was wonderful to be able to help those folks, because they just, you know, the neighbors were all suffering the same thing, so they couldn't really step in and help either. And so we were able to help quite a few folks this spring under those circumstances. So it really can, there's a lot of different circumstances in which we can help, you know, whether it's help or natural disaster, anything like that. Those are just some brief examples of some of the Reese's families we've been able to help. And right now we're actually accepting applications for haying and for harvest for this coming fall. I know sometimes these things come up at the last minute, and that's often the case. If anyone knows of anybody out there that's having health issues or maybe he's going to have some surgery scheduled during harvest or anything like that, be sure to let us know, because we would certainly love to help them.
So give us an idea if you can, but what size organization is it? How many staff and about how many volunteers are we talking about?
So we have a pretty small staff. There's 8 of us total. 6 of us are full-time, 2 part-time. So and we have a few up in our head office in North Dakota, a couple folks, and then the rest of us are kind of spread out across the Midwest. And we run a pretty lean operation. And we have, I would say, somewhere around 1,000 volunteers in our in our database.
Wow.
And those folks come from all over. I would say probably since the beginning of time, there's been probably close to 2,000. But you know, folks retire out or quit or whatever, and so we have approximately about 1,000 volunteers right now that we can reach out to and call on. And this is something that's very easy to do. If anybody's interested in being a volunteer, we have just a simple application they can fill out on our website, and they can kind of list what their preferences are for job duties and how much time they'd like to spend and what time of year and you know, a lot of different preferences. And it can be for planting, harvesting, feeding cattle, haying. We have a lot of folks that help us show up. They go to trade shows for us and just talk to groups and folks about farm rescue. So we can use anybody that, you know, that's interested in being part of the organization. And we're grateful for all those who are willing to, you know, to volunteer and help.
Yeah. And you mentioned going visiting with organizations. You guys came to our all staff seminar, Hertz Farm Management. Now Hertz has partnered with you guys to some extent. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. And we're very grateful for that. The Hertz family, speaking figuratively generally speaking, the staff have been very welcoming. They made a very generous financial support commitment. And then, as you mentioned, we came to the all staff meeting and interacted with all of the staff members, the team members from Hertz, which is very important to us. We love to engage with the folks we work with, and that helps them understand our organization, how we can help the families that need help, and then help us spread the word. That's so important, Troy. It's one thing to have volunteers and equipment, but if farm families aren't aware of the fact that we're out there and providing services, you know, it's all for naught. So we appreciate the boots on the ground, grassroots effort that Hertz has brought to us, and to farm families to be able to get the word out, that we're here, we're available. You know, we have, the equipment and the people to get the job done right for them, you know, when they need us. So we very much appreciate our partnership with Hertz and looking forward to for a long time to come to serve families together.
Oh, it's a glad we're able to work with that partnership, and hopefully this can help get the word out to even more people. And so for folks, you know, hearing this and wanting to learn more, wanting to maybe volunteer, wanting to know how they can help, your website is farmrescue.org. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep. And it is chock full of information about our sponsors, about our volunteers, about volunteer sign-up opportunities, a place to apply if you need assistance in the upcoming months. Also, you can refer a family there to us, and we're happy to reach out to them and contact them. Of course, folks are able to donate there if they wish. Certainly, it takes a lot of money to keep the equipment going and keep volunteers fed and hotel rooms and all that kind of stuff. So there's some great videos there I would encourage folks to watch, of testimonials of the farm families we've worked with, of the volunteers that have served. It's very touching to watch those videos. You asked me earlier about impact and, you know, sharing that, but those are some of the best ways to learn more about the families that we've helped over the years, is by watching those videos. And of course, it's a big help to us if folks follow us on social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and share, the information that's there with, their contacts and followers and family and so forth. And again, just helping get the word out so that folks know about Farm Rescue, what we can do for them and how they could get a hold of us, you know, in their time of need.
And I would assume links to your social media accounts can be found on your website.
Yes, they sure can. And if you search Farm Rescue, either the hashtag or just the words Farm Rescue, we're pretty easily found on Google as well. So we've got some great social media influencers, a Trippy Farmer and Zach Johnson, the Millennial Farmer, and others that have been kind enough to both volunteer and help spread the word about Farm Rescue. So I'm sure you'll run across some of their content too if you Google Farm Rescue. But they've been very helpful to helping us get the word out to folks that we're here.
Oh, great. Yeah. And again, farmrescue.org would encourage anybody who wants to learn more, wants to see how they can help, or like you said, if they need assistance and need to apply, check that website out. Take a look at the resources that are available. Just really an amazing organization, and really glad to have the opportunity to talk with you and help get that word out. Anything else that we haven't really hit on yet, Terry, that you wanted to make sure we covered?
Well, I don't think there's anything specifically to highlight other than I would say too, as folks are attending the upcoming trade shows, that season has kind of started up. So, you know, we'll be at Farm Fest and Husker Harvest Days and Farm Progress Show and the Iowa Ag Expo. Many of these types of locations oftentimes will be in someone else's booth. If you get the chance, maybe you'll see one of our combines or semis or tractors or something with the Farm Rescue logo on it. Make sure you stop and introduce yourself, say hello, and that means a lot for us to be able to talk to folks too at the farm shows and help spread the word.
Well, good to know. We'll definitely keep our eyes out. Well, Terry Johnston, Development Officer with Farm Rescue. Terry, thanks again for taking the time to visit with us. This has really been a good conversation, a lot of good information, and really an amazing story to tell.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure, Troy. Thank you so much for having us and for all the Hertz family is doing for Farm Rescue. And we appreciate the opportunity to tell our story and spread the mission.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, thank you, Terry, and thanks to everyone for listening. And we will see you next time on the next episode of Hertz Ag Talk. Thank you.